Well, just a couple words about what Kelvin read in Hebrews. We believe in a linear view of history. It has a beginning, and there's going to be a consummation. And God's purpose throughout, as expounded in His Word, is ultimately not about you or me. It's about God's glory. And so when we look at what's called the progress of redemption or revelation, God in times past spoke, gave people what they need, but in these latter days has spoken through His Son, His unique Son. And so sometimes maybe we wonder, well, that God of the Old Testament, people were saved by works or something. And I'm here to say the Bible is very clear that's not true. Salvation has always been, from the Garden of Eden till Revelation, by grace through faith. The basis of that grace that God pours out from past to future is all focused forward and backward to the atonement, the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, whose blood pays for the sin of His people. And the requirement for that grace is faith. Throughout history, it's always been faith. We can look back and have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. But in the Old Testament, there were other sort of the content and the requirement for obedience was progressively unfolded so that, for example, Abraham, Genesis 15:6, Abraham believed God and it was accounted, reckoned, imputed to him as righteousness. And then seven chapters later is when he offered up Isaac. And so throughout Scripture, there have been different what are called stewardships or other words of how God deals, but it's always by grace through faith. Jeff mentioned just the passage because the end result for God's people, past, present, future, for us, and very appropriate for this nice spring Mother's Day, Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18, "Come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, red with scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool." So we have 10,000 reasons plus to just when we see snow, to think of the white righteousness of Christ. If you are a believer in Jesus and what He did on the cross for your sin, then we by seeing that snow, that is the righteousness that we have that covers our sin. And all have sinned, of course. And that's, when I talk about sin is worse than we think it is. If we really understood how bad that was, we would recognize that God's grace makes us white.